But first, I would like to take a moment to remember a Shorewood native who sure made lots and lots and lots of people laugh, generations of comedy fans laugh, whether he was performing at Shorewood High School or as part of the troupe known as Kentucky Fried Theater at UW-Madison, or with the movies he co-created with his neighbors and best buddies, David and Jerry Zucker, like Airplane and the Naked Gun movies. I'm talking about Jim Abram. He passed away at age 80, according to his son's announcement of natural causes at his home in California just the other day. And the trio, often referred to as Zaz, Z-A-Z, for Zucker, Abram, Zucker, they worked together on these films. I'll go in chronological order, some of the highlights. Kentucky Fried Movie, Airplane, a true classic.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
And one of my favorites from the 80s, Top Secret.
I'm sorry, I really don't know any German.
That's all right. I know a little German. He's sitting over there.
I quoted that to David Zucker earlier this year when I got a chance to chat with him. Told him it was my favorite line from Top Secret, and he still laughed. So the gifts keep giving for the comedy. Also, movie-wise, Zaz gave us Ruthless People, The Naked Gun from the Files of Police Squad, and on TV, Police Squad with Leslie Nielsen, who was in Airplane and the Naked Gun films. And Jim Abrams' career included, he directed the 1988 movie Big Business with Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin, and he created those parody films with Charlie Sheen called Hot Shots. And there are lots of options to stream if you would like to revisit some of Jim Abrams' career. And also, very recently, a book came out by the trio called, well, I'll give you a hint on what the title is.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
It's an oral history of Airplane, and the book is titled Surely You Can't Be Serious, The True Story of Airplane, written by David and Jerry Zucker and Jim Abrams. They talked to dozens and dozens of people who were either part of Airplane or were influenced by it. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, they chatted with him. I'm holding up the book now on the WTMJ YouTube live stream if you want to get a look at it, and could be a great gift item for someone in your life this holiday season, and or borrow it from the library. But full of cool and interesting stories from behind the scenes of Airplane, called Surely You Can't Be Serious, The True Story of Airplane. And Jim Abrams leaves more than laughter as a legacy. 30 years ago, he co-founded the Charlie Foundation for Ketogenic Therapies to provide information about diet therapies for people who have epilepsy or other neurological disorders and some types of cancers. And the organization was inspired by his son's experience with epilepsy, and the organization continues today. An additional fun fact on this theme, Jim Abrams directed a 1997 made-for-TV movie on ABC about a woman with a son with epilepsy, and it's called First Do No Harm, starring Meryl Streep. So that's a lot of talent to work with. So thanks for the laughs, Jim Abrams. Even with all the laughs that live on screen, I know this will be a sadder Thanksgiving holiday without you for your family and friends. So my sincere condolences to those in Shorewood and around the world who knew Jim Abrams. I was able to send a note to David Zucker with some condolences, and he was kind and even took a moment to say thank you. So I know that the Shorewood community is impacted. But like I said, that legacy lives on. Maybe it gives you some ideas for streaming over the Thanksgiving weekend. In the WTMJ studio with me next, local author T. Krulos, all about Krampus on What's on Tap.